Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, ready to go with the second half. Huron will kick off to Douglas. Looks like Huron's going to be have the wind to their back here for the third quarter. It was their choice after Douglas picked to take the ball. So, in defense, so far so good. What, just three first downs in the first half for Douglas? So, just, you know, we played most of the game on our end, on the Douglas end of the field. That's what you want. So the defense, who has really put together now three solid halves in a row, or even four going back to the second half against Sturgis, this is their chance now to kind of set the tone here for the second half.
Well, exactly. They come out just like say, keep doing what you're doing. Just keep working at it like that. They're where they need to be. They're making the plays, disrupting everything. They're doing a heck of a job.
Michael Larson will kick it off here to begin the second half, and we'll see if... see what the strategy is here. For the most part, he's been squibbing it. They must have seen somebody on that deep return for Douglas that has some potential. So here I'm getting ready to kick off to Douglas here. Again, it's the squibber. Will dribble down and picked up the 29, and Douglas just falls on it. So it'll be first and 10 for the Douglas Patriots at their own 29-yard line. Here on again, a big time of possession advantage for the first half. See if they can keep that going here. First and 10 for Douglas from the 29-yard line. Douglas will have Connor Wright remain at quarterback. Two receivers right, two receivers left on the first and 10 play. Wright long count brings a man in motion. And we'll go inside, ball on the ground, fumble on the play, but I think the back got on top of it. The exchange never got there. The handoff was to Tibbetts. Tibbetts just covered it, but it's going to be a loss of 5 yards on the play. Second down and 15 for Douglas back at their own 24-yard line. I should just write Kaysen Tibbetts' name down at the top of my program because he's involved in about every Douglas play.
Everything goes through him.
Second and 15 for Douglas from their own 24-yard line. Again, handoff up the middle. Tibbetts breaks through the first wave. He's got some room now. Will get thrown back at about the 31. He'll get 7 out of it. Ran into Bubba Peterson, among others. As looks like we're going from Sandal to a Tibbetts at the running back position. Gain of 7 on the play for Douglas. They have a 3rd and 8 from the 31-yard line. Just underway in the second half. Huron up 15-0, opening possession of the third quarter. Slots left and right, and the shotgun for Wright. And Wright will do a play action, and the ball in and out of the hands of the receiver. Owen Monninger was there, and they're going to try and get the bubble screen. Classic case of starting to run before you caught it. To be fair, Sean Messimore was right there in his grill anyway. Fourth down, and Douglas will punt. And Bubba Peterson, the lone man back deep. Now, I've noticed this tonight, and I think we even saw it a few times in Spearfish. We just have one guy back on punt return where we've had twins most of the season back there. Low snap here on coming after it, and a wobbly kick, and we're going to get... we're going to get roughing the kicker there. The kick only went upfield about 8 yards, but we had somebody run into the kicker there, and this is going to be a roughing call against Huron and a first down for Douglas. So Douglas will stay on the field, and that time it was a low snap, and that actually worked to Douglas's benefit as Huron came in there, and there was definitely contact after the kick. And Douglas will get the first down. Second penalty, but both penalties on Huron have been the 15-yard variety. That'll be two penalties, 30 yards, and Douglas with a first down up to the 47-yard line. So a break there for Douglas here on defense. Has to get back on the field and go to work. Trips right, one receiver left. Shotgun formation on first and 10 into the wind for the Patriots. And the handoff to Tibbetts turns up field, tripped up. He's going to be caught, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. First man in on the bottom of that one was Colby Holfer, I believe, and he got plenty of help. Staley was in on the play. Charlie Martin, loss of one on the play. Second and 11 back at the 46-yard line. We're just about 2 minutes into the third quarter. Douglas, on a roughing the punter call, gets a first down. They're now second and 11 from the 46. Shotgun again for Wright. Tibbetts up the middle, breaks one tackle, gets caught from behind by Bubba Peterson and finished off by Oakley Anderson. He'll get maybe two on the play. Kind of a delay there. We'll call it third and a long nine for Douglas. Ball at the 47-yard line. Again, the Tiger defense, a second chance to get off the field. They got off once but had to come back on with the penalty. Third and nine from the 47-yard line of Douglas. Douglas taking plenty of time in the huddle. They'll go trips right, one receiver left, and a wing to the right. A little shift out to the right. Trips right now. Straight drop right. He's going to throw it short, and the pass incomplete. And, boy, that was snuffed out by Huron anyway. The pass was intended for number 26, Landon Berkey, but if he would have caught it, there was four jerseys right there.
He was going nowhere. He probably would have really got lit up on that one. So, yeah, great job by the defense to read that.
So, once again, the Patriots will punt with Jacob Hervella. And Bubba Peterson is back deep to receive the kick. Snap is there. Hervella will kick it. Not much rush by Huron this time. Angles off to the left and will roll out of bounds right about at the 30-yard line. And Huron will get the ball. Douglas, their five possessions now have been punt, fumble, punt, punt, punt. So the Tiger defense has been up to the challenge tonight. 8:57 to go, third quarter. Huron up 15-0. Tigers have the ball for the first time here in the second half. And we'll put the ball right at the Tiger 30-yard line. McNeil looks like it's Thackeray Hansen at the pistol back here to open the second half. Trips right, one receiver left. And the handoff, Hansen gets hit behind the line. He'll be dropped for a loss of one. As in on that stop for Douglas. I believe it was Wanzek on the stop. Loss of one on the play, second and 11 for Huron. 8:36 to go. It's been a fairly quickly played game. Huron up 15-0. Trips right. Stay in the pistol on second and long. McNeil looks to his right, gets the snap, hands up straight off the middle, and Hulse turns the corner, has the 40, and he should have the first down. Hulse came off tackle to the left, and there just wasn't any defenders over there for the Patriots. And all the way up to the 45-yard line, a gain of 16 for Landon Hulst. And a first down for Huron at their own 45-yard line. Huron stays in that pistol formation. And Hulst right behind McNeil. Trips right. McNeil to pass, looking right, going to throw deep down the right hash for Porridge. Hauls it in at the 20, or was it intercepted? It was intercepted by Douglas. Porridge, it looked like he had it, and then Jack Coper came down with it. And Douglas will get the ball at about their own 15-yard line. First turnover of the game for Huron. Coper with the pick. And the Patriots will take over deep in their own territory, but they get the ball back with 8:07 to go in the third quarter. Boy, I thought Porish had that.
Maybe the dog fighting in there, they got it taken away.
Douglas first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. So the Huron defense already been out on the field a lot here to start the second half. Hand off to Tibbetts, or did Wright keep it? I think Wright kept it. Not much as he runs into a big pile of orange there off the left side. Looks like he got a yard on the play. It'll be second and long. That right side of the Huron defense was really in on that. Bischoff, Staley, Anderson. Wright's going to get a yard on the play. It'll be second and nine from the 16-yard line. Douglas Patriots. 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here on up, 15-0. Two receivers left, one right. Wright in the shotgun. He wants to pass. He'll look to the left. Now in some trouble. Will take it himself. Flag comes in at the end of the play. As Wright is tackled by Colby Hofer and Nolan Staley. Check out the flag as Wright maybe got a yard on the play. Douglas is backing up, it looks like. Unsportsmanlike, so something happened behind the play on Douglas. What it was, I don't know. And the flag is back at the 10-yard line, so see if, they haven't administered the penalty yet, and they're actually walking it off from the line of scrimmage. So it is a 10-yard penalty on Douglas. Third penalty, 25 yards on Douglas. They will get second down over. It'll be second and 16 back at the 9-yard line. 7:17 to go in the third quarter. Again, shotgun for Wright. And he wants to throw. He's going to throw. He gets hit. The ball went backwards. Now they're going to say incomplete. He was hit up the middle. Is that Rayshon Whiff again?
I'm thinking so.
Yep, Rayshon Whiff. He's been active there in the middle. You know, they say incomplete pass, but boy, it looked very close to maybe going backwards on that play. So maybe a break there for Douglas. It'll be third and 16 back at the 9-yard line. 7:10 to go, third quarter, 15-0, Douglas. Huron's only had the ball for a couple of plays here so far in the second half. Slot right, one receiver left, shotgun for Wright. He's going to throw from the end zone. He's going to throw deep near sideline, lobs it up there, and the pass is caught. It's still going to be short of the first down, but a nice over-the-shoulder catch by Caden Wanzek. Just kind of lobbed it there right over the shoulder. Messamore looked like he had a beat on it, just couldn't quite get an arm up. It's going to be fourth and three from the 27-yard line, and Douglas will bring the punt unit in. So the ball is spotted at the 22-yard line. So that was a gain of 13 on that play. And once again, we have Douglas in punt formation. We've been here before. Bubba Peterson sitting at the Douglas 45-yard line. Snap is there. Angle it off to the far sideline. Peterson chasing it. Now it takes a Huron bounce and will be down by Douglas at the 41-yard line. So again, good field position for the Huron Tigers. 6:56 to go. Third quarter, Huron leading 15-0. And here on first and 10 at the Douglas 41-yard line. This will be the seventh possession for Huron tonight. Three of them have started in Douglas territory. It seems like more than that. First and 10 for Huron from the 41-yard line. Slot right, one receiver left. Handoff trying to break it out is Hulse. Turns the corner, 40, 35. Runs over a guy, gets pushed out of bounds at about the 33. Hull shows some power on that run. It's like they'll spot the ball at the 34-yard line. Gain of 7 for Hulst. It'll be 2nd and 3 for Huron from the 34-yard line. We'll stay in the pistol with Hulst right behind McNeil. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Second and 3. Hulst again straight up the middle. First down and gets past the 30 down to the 29. Got held on from behind, but got a couple of yards there after The tackle was engaged. Cheyenne Howie on the stop for Douglas. But a first down for Huron, second first down here of the second half for Huron. It'll be first and 10 at the 29-yard line. So gain of 5 on the play for Hulse. Now we're in the shotgun. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. McNeil to pass. He's under pressure. Still looking. Left sideline now. I think he's just going to run it, get what he can, and skips out of bounds. He'll be near the line of scrimmage. And there's going to be a penalty on Thackeray Hansen. Not sure what he was doing. He kind of jumped in front of a Douglas player coming back to the line of scrimmage, and just a silly play there. And Hansen will come off the field, and that's going to be an unsportsmanlike on Huron. That's an easy one to see. Unsportsmanlike on Huron. Huron just 3 penalties, but they've all been 15-yarders. So 3 penalties, 45 yards. Loss of down on the play as well. So it's going to be second down. See where they put the ball. Back to the 42. So it's going to be first and about 23 for Huron. Or second and 23, excuse me. And now we have a timeout, I believe, on the field. What are we doing? Timeout, 6:12 to go, third quarter. 15-0 Huron. You're on community campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at Tiger Stadium, 6:12 to go in the third quarter. 15-0 Huron, but they're backed up by, beg your pardon, it's third down, not second down. That was a loss of down, which I knew, but I thought that was the first down play, but it was a second down play. So third and long for Huron from the 42-yard line. Have to get just inside the 20 for the first time out. I'm sure they're saying they're probably going to look for one of those tall receivers. Both Porish and Elwine are on the left side. In fact, all 3 receivers are on the short side of the field. On third and long, McNeil's back, rolls. He's looking for Leyendecker, middle of the field, makes a catch. Nope, bobbles it. I thought he had it. It came out. It kind of held up just a bit. Leyendecker, I thought he had it for a second. It'll be fourth down, and Huron will bring the punt unit in for the first time again, not taking advantage of the field position, but a penalty really blew that possession up, and Huron will be punting for the first time tonight. Anderson Porish will punt. Try to pin the Patriots deep, 6:03 to go, third quarter. Snap on target, not much of a rush. Porish, a high kick, angles off to the left. Tibbetts will let it go, and it's going to take a sideways roll out of bounds inside the 10. Porish does his job. It'll be first and 10 Huron, or Douglas, with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Huron, or Douglas, with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Third quarter. All discombobulated here. Little change here in the fact that Douglas has controlled the time of possession here so far in the third quarter. Patriots will have the ball at their own 8-yard line on the first and 10. Connor Wright stays in the shotgun. 2 receivers left, 1 right. on first and 10. And off to the back, and back in at running back is Sandal, and he's going to get about 5 yards upended by Bubba Peterson. But he gets a good gain of about 5 yards on the play. Second and 5 for Douglas from about the 14-yard line. More at the 13-yard line. Second and 5 from the 13. Douglas Patriots deep in their own territory. Two receivers right, one left, and a wing to the left. Right will hand it off up the middle again. And Sandal, boy, did he get drilled going up the middle. He had a head of steam, and he ran into Oakley Anderson and Cooper Bischoff. And Sandal is very slow to get up.
Well, he got rocked on that.
Yeah, that was, he had a head of steam going himself.
Yeah, and boy, what a tackle that was.
That was a collision at the 20 or at the 15-yard line, and all three players never moved an inch. And Sandal down right now, so we have an injury on the field. Was a gain of 3. It's going to be 3rd and 2 from the 15, maybe 3rd and 3. Injury on the field, although Sandal is up under his own power. So it may not be a long delay. 5:06 to go, 3rd quarter, 15-0 Huron, and Sandal will walk off on his own. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Brookings leads T area 6-0. Start of the 2nd quarter. Aberdeen up on Mitchell 7-0 early 2nd quarter. Brookings now up 9-0, by the way. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here we go. 3rd and about 3 from the 15-yard line. Douglas Patriots. Two receivers left, one right. And the shotgun for right. Assume it's Tibbetts in the backfield again now. Huron's coming after it. And no, they're going to flare it out to the left. Nice play on the fake. Tibbetts has the first down. Past the 20, up to the 21. Porish on the stop. Also in there was Colby Holfer, but a first down for Douglas. Nice fake on that. They faked it inside and then just lobbed it out to Tibbetts, and he had enough room to get the first down up to about the 22-yard line, gain of 7. 1st and 10, Douglas Patriots at their own 22-yard line. 4:43 to go, 3rd quarter. Trips right, one receiver left. And Wright will flip it out short, and the ball deflected and intercepted. Off the deflection, Huron gets the pick. It's Mason Juergens with the interception. That one probably should have been caught. Can't pin that one on Rice, but Juergens with the interception. And Huron's going to have great field position again, 4:30 to go in the 3rd quarter, leading 15-0. Huron will be 1st and 10 at the Douglas 25-yard line. Again, got to take advantage of this field position. 1st and 10 at the 25. Huron getting the right personnel in there. We'll go empty backfield on 1st and 10 with two receivers left and two right. Here comes motion. Hansen, he'll take the flip. He's caught in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Going to be dropped back at about the 29-yard line. That'll be a loss of 4, 2nd down and 14. And too much penetration there on that left side of the defense by Douglas. And you're unfazed with a 2nd and 14 from the 29. I believe Hulst is back in, and he'll be at the pistol back with Huron two receivers right, Elwine to the left. Elwine kind of isolated there to the left. And inside handoff to a Hulse, but he's going to be stacked up. Keeps the legs churning. He gets about 3 yards out of it. He was hit probably behind the line. It'll be 3rd and 11 for Huron. Good hard running, though, there by Hulse. So 3rd and 11. Huron finds themselves in 3rd and long. 3.5 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Still 15-0. Huron no scoring here so far in the second half. Elwine again, wide left, two receivers to the right, and coming up beside McNeil is Hulst on 3rd and long. McNeil back. He's going to throw to the far near sideline to Elwine. Catches it for the touchdown. He took it away from the defensive back. And here on in the end zone, boy, Merrick Vandergriff couldn't have played it that much better. He had the position.
He did everything he could.
Blake just picked it out of there for the touchdown. And Huron goes up 21-0 with the extra point pending. 3:05 to go, third quarter. Michael Larson on to kick the extra point. Second touchdown for Elwine tonight is up. Kick is good. 22-0 Huron, 3:05 to go, third quarter. Community campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
And Jay Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at Tiger Stadium, I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran. Huron, it stretches the lead to 22-0, a 26-yard touchdown pass. McNeil to Elwine, second time those two have combined for a score here in the ball game. And Huron set to kick off again to Douglas. And that was set up by Mason Juergens with the interception off the tip pass. And Huron will kick the ball off to Douglas. Again, Douglas, I think, has had the advantage in time of possession here in the second half. Huron's had a short field, and that was a short possession. Squib kick again by Larson. Bounces over the back and bobbled back there. And finally, just going to be covered at the 14-yard line, Bubba Peterson made a sliding stab at it. But that squib kick can cause problems sometimes, and because of that, it's going to be a tough field position for Douglas again. They will have it at their own 13-yard line, first and 10. Here on up now 22-0, and your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So first and 10 from the 13. Douglas has two first downs here in the second half. One came by penalty. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Shotgun for Connor Wright on first and 10. Wright, long count, wants to pass. Looking, has time. He's going to throw deep, far sideline. Overthrows everybody and intercepted again. Riley Winninger with the pick, and he just got under it, timed it, and made the pick. Winninger with the interception, and Huron gets the ball right back with 2:55 to go. Third quarter up 22-0, and again, we'll have good field position. So Huron's defense has come to play again tonight. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Huron Tigers will have it on the Douglas end of the field. First and 10 from the 43, pistol formation. Two receivers right, one left. Hand off to Hulse, trying to bring it around the corner. Stretched out, he'll get a stiff arm, turn the corner, get clubbed out of bounds at about the 35, and Hulse a little slow to get up after that. He's going to get a gain of about 8 on the play. Hulse still down, but it looks like the cramp thing when they're pushing on a leg. 9 yards on the carry for Hulst. Second and 1 for Huron from the 34-yard line. Now we'll go with the pistol eye, and Thackeray Hansen is the deep back. He's going to take the pitch going right as Bubba Peterson leading. A nice kick out by Peterson. First down, and Hansen still on his feet. Finally forced out of bounds near the 22-yard line. Bubba Peterson, a nice lead block to help Thackeray get to the edge. And he's going to get all the way down to the 22-yard line Another first down for Huron. Huron now with four first downs here in the second half and 14 for the game. First and 10 Huron at the Douglas 22-yard line. We're going to go pistol eye, and now Bubba Peterson is the deep back on the first and 10. Snap and inside handoff to Hansen. He's going to be caught from behind. Gets a gain of one or two, but that was read nicely by Sylvan Kent of Douglas. Gain of two on the play. It'll be second and 8 from the 21-yard line. And Hulse back on the field for the second down and 8 play. Clock rolls, 2:10 to go, third quarter, and Huron up 22-0. Huron trips left, one receiver right. Pistol with Hansen behind McNeil. High snap and inside handoff. Hansen tries to hit the corner, has the 20, and then nice open field tackle coming around to catch the speedy Hansen was Tegan Carter. Thackeray's going to get up to about the 18-yard line. Gain of three, a lot of running for 3 yards. Third and 4 for Huron. Third and 5, we'll call it, from the 18 for Huron. Huron leading. We're late third quarter. Huron has pretty much controlled the game. Haven't taken advantage of all their opportunities, though. Two receivers right, one left on third and 4. McNeil rolls it to the right, looks over the middle. Man is wide open. Touchdown, Bischoff.
Whoa.
Bischoff, buddy, within 5 yards of him. 18-yard touchdown pass to Bischoff, and Huron extends the lead to 28-0. Third touchdown pass of the game for Colt McNeil, comes with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter. Larson on to kick the extra point. Snap is there. The kick is a line drive, and it is good. 29-0. Huron leads Douglas. Minute 5 to go, third quarter. Huron Community Campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Late third quarter, minute 5 to go. Huron Tigers up now 29-0 with back-to-back touchdowns. And eventually, Corky just had to feel with the field position Huron has. They were going to start paying dividends. Now these last two touchdowns, again, credit the defense. A pair of interceptions set Huron up in good field position, and they ultimately scored.
Well, exactly. The defense did their job. They got the offense the ball back, and the offense went in and did their thing and scored. So we're really doing a good job tonight, clicking on everything right now.
Huron again will kick off to Douglas. Larson has been basically doing the squib thing, and he'll do it again. Shorter squib. Going to bounce, and again just covered at the 31. First guy with a shot at it kind of muffed at it, but it was covered by Douglas Owen Monninger. That's where the Douglas Patriots will take over, first and 10. Ball is at the 31-yard line. This is the best starting field position for Douglas in the second half. Looking at the flag, the wind might have gone down a bit. Anybody listening, I bet, just looked at the flag. First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Connor Wright in the shotgun. And ball on the ground, the muffed snap, and I think Huron might have got on top of it again. They were doing kind of the belly play there, and it got away, and Huron has the ball. So three straight turnovers by the Douglas Patriots, and Huron gets the ball right back. Interception, interception, and fumble. That was just a miscommunication between the quarterback and the running back. And Huron again has the ball in great field position at the Douglas 30-yard line and 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rayshon Whiff, I believe, got on that. It'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Pistol formation for McNeil. Here comes motion. And a delay to Holst, right side, 25, 20, and he had a full head of steam. He gets inside the 20. That should be another first down for Huron. Ball at the 19-yard line, so a gain of 11 for Landon Holst. I'm all over the place here on my score sheet. First and 10, Huron from the 19-yard line. Two receivers left, and it's just going to be the handoff again. This time, Hulse going to be hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. In there for Douglas was number 22, Sandel, along with Geiersberg. He's going to lose about 2 yards on the play. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Huron comes to the sideline. We head to the fourth. Huron 29, Douglas 0. We head to the fourth after this community campus timeout of 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the fourth quarter. Huron leading 29-0. Huron's going to have a second and 12 from the Douglas 21-yard line. Actually, that time of possession was closer than I thought. It was just about even. Douglas a little over 6 minutes and Huron a little under 6 minutes. Second and 12 from the 21. Motion and handoff coming to the right. Hulse turns the corner. 20-15. Knocked out of bounds there by Tibbetts. Good hard running again, though, by Holst. Gain of about 6 on the play inside the 15-yard line. It'll be second and 4. Bubba Peterson with the fumble recovery, says my spotter in the stands. They backed it up a bit. Second and 6 from the 15-yard line. Three receivers left. McNeil looking left. Now comes back to the right. Scrambling. Turns the corner. He'll throw. Corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Bischoff. McNeil, I thought he was just going to throw it away, but he found Bischoff right in the corner of the end zone for the score. I believe it was Bischoff. It was. And Huron on the scoreboard again. And Huron goes up 35-0. Bischoff back-to-back touchdown catches. And I'm not sure if he's caught a pass before tonight. Good job of McNeil again, just stringing the play out. Kick is up. It is good. 36-0 here on. Pulling away early fourth quarter. 11:46 to go. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
To get supplement to your calves, check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source. Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Tigers, really pulling away here now, up 36-0 early fourth quarter. And they've taken advantage of Douglas turnovers, a couple of interceptions. One by Mason Juergens, one by Riley Winiger, a fumble recovery by Bubba Peterson. And Huron has got some space here now, finally, 36-0. Douglas has yet to run a play on the Huron side of the 50-yard line here in the second half. Michael Larson will kick the ball away for Huron again. Get a short squib. Douglas going to run up on it and catch it. A big hit there is Tibbetts, and there's going to be a face mask. You can see that one from here. Tibbetts caught it on the run. There was a big collision. Tibbetts bounced off at Winiger on the stop. Jeremy Hofer might have been involved in that as well, but there was definitely a face mask on Huron. I can see that one from here, and Douglas is going to get their first snap on the Huron side of the 50 here in the second half. So four penalties on Huron, but they all been the 15-yard variety. Four penalties, 60 yards, and Douglas will get the ball on the Huron side here in the second half for the first time. 45-yard line is where they'll place it, first and 10. Huron has pulled away here now, up 36-0. Dave Corcoran has rejoined us. Looked like an emergency.
It was.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line. And do we have a timeout here? Looks like, do we have a timeout? What are we doing? Douglas is huddling up like it was a timeout, was it? Or, okay, I'm not sure what we're doing here. So what?
I don't think
there, we have a massive confusion on the field. It looks like it's a timeout of some sort. I don't know. 11:24 to go in the game. Here on up 36-0. Let's check out the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update while we have an opportunity here. As I said, here on 36, Douglas 0. Aberdeen at halftime leads Mitchell 14-0. Early second quarter, O'Gorman 21, Pierre 0. Halftime, Yankton 21, Sturgis 0. Halftime, Spearfish 7, Watertown 0.
Interesting one.
Halftime, Brookings 9, T Area 6. See if we got any updates on area games over on KOKK. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central leads Miller, Highmore, Herald 26-7. See anything else of a note here? Arlington leads Iroquois Lake Preston halftime, 22-12. Looks like we're ready to go. Not sure if that was a... must have been a timeout, Douglas. First and 10, Douglas at the Huron 45-yard line off the penalty. And a handoff, Sandal tries to go wide right, comes up the hash, big gain, and he's going to get very close to the first down. Tackle made by Mason Juergens. And that will be a first down. Third first down of the second half for Douglas. They have three in each half. Sandal gets it just inside the 35, so a gain of 10. First and 10, Douglas just inside the Huron 35-yard line. Hand off, second man through. Sandal again has some room. He'll be tackled at the 30 after a gain of five. Oakley Anderson on the stop for Huron. Gain of five, second and five as Douglas getting their most positive plays they've had here now in the second half. We're early fourth quarter. Huron has pulled ahead 36-0, taking advantage of some Douglas turnovers to put the ball in the end zone. Four touchdown passes tonight for Colton McNeil. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And Wright will throw it short, pass complete to Tibbetts, and he'll get tackled after a gain of two. That was sniffed out nicely there on the far side by Riley Winiger. Then I think either Anderson and or Peterson got there as well. Gain of a couple on the play. Looks like about a third and three for Douglas from the 28-yard line of Huron. Inside of 10 minutes to go in the game. Huron in control, 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Shotgun. Bobbled snap, and Wright's going to have to keep it, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Bubba Peterson was in there, but he had a buddy to help out on the play. Well, Peterson was one. I never did see who the other one was. They're going to lose 3 yards on the play, and that was just a bobbled snap. By the time Wright got control of it, Bubba Peterson and somebody else were in there for the stop. It's going to be fourth and six from the 31 for Douglas. No reason for the Patriots not to go for it here. They do have the wind to their back. Fourth and six, right straight drop back. Gets hit as he throws over the middle, incomplete. Big rush came up the middle that time by Oakley Anderson. And Douglas will give it up on downs. Huron will take over. First and 10 with 8:47 to go in the game. Huron 36, Douglas 0. Oh, yeah, we're on the running clock, too. Forgot about that. Running clock, so I think timeouts and touchdowns are the only time it will stop. Makes it a little more of an adventure to get the time of possession. First and 10 Huron from their own 31-yard line. Just the second time Huron started on their end of the field. Handoff up the middle, Hulse. He'll knife through there, 4 or 5 yards on the play. Tackle by Douglas Sylvan Kent. Spot the ball at the 35, gain of four. It'll be second and six. 21st carry of the game for Hulst. And I think Huron's had 36, 37 carries tonight. That's the most rushing attempts we've had in a game by far this season. And off again, straight up the middle, Hulst, head down. He gets swung down again by Kent. He's going to get to the 39 or 40, gain of about 4 or 5, and set up a third and short for Huron. We're going to go 5 yards for Hulst, third and one for Huron, just shy of the 40-yard line. And handoff again, straight ahead, big hole for Hulst. This spin move at the 50, down inside the 45. Sweet spin move by Hulst to give himself some extra yards. He's going to get 17 on the carry. And here on another first down, Douglas quickly into Douglas territory, first and 10 at the Patriot 43-yard line. Huron, I'm sure, just going to be satisfied to run the ball here some. First and 10, stay in the pistol formation. And McNeil going to do the pitch this time. Hulse coming near side, turns the corner, 40, then gets rode out of bounds. Tibbetts, a good job. He realized he was going out of bounds, riding on Hulse's back and let up. But another, or I think, not a first down. Looks like we're going to be just short of it. Put the ball at the 37-yard line, so a gain of 7, and Hulst really starting to get some chunks off here. His 24th carry. I can't tell you what the yardage is here at this point, but Second down and four from the 37-yard line. Shotgun this time, and Linedecker will take the end-around carry, turns the corner, 35, first down, lost the ball, and Douglas will come up with it. He had the first down, the ball was stripped, and Douglas will get the ball back on the fumble by Huron with 5:34 to go in the game. So Douglas with the ball, first and 10. Where'd I put that, mark that down? 5:20 to go in the game. Douglas with the ball, first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So here on their second turnover here of the second half, third of the game, all on fumbles. Here's the handoff coming left. A little work there. Is that Tibbetts? Going to get about 5 yards on the play, wherever the ball carrier was. That was a new guy carrying the ball for Douglas. Cale Allen with his first carry of the game. He's going to get 6 on the play. Second and 4. Right now we're just going to keep that clock running. Again, we are in run clock mode with here on up 36-0. Second and 4 from the 40-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. And the shotgun. Here's the rollout to the right. Wright is looking, throws to the near sideline, incomplete, right between two receivers. That'll set up third and 4 for Douglas from the 40 again. We hit 4 minutes to go in the game. Huron on the way to their second win of the season, up 36-0. Next week, here on the road, final road game of the regular season at Aberdeen. Back to a 7 o'clock kickoff. Then Huron closes 2 weeks from tonight. Mitchell in town. Then the following Thursday, Brookings comes to Huron to wrap up the regular season. Third and 4 from the 40-yard line. Douglas has the shotgun. A little slow to get into the formation. And a handoff straight ahead. There's the first down and more. For Cale Allen, he's going to get into Huron territory all the way up to the 42-yard line. He's going to get a gain of 18 on the play. Allen's added a little spark here for Douglas. First down, Douglas, their fourth year of the second half, seventh of the ball game. And they're going to be set up first and 10 at the Huron 42-yard line as we hit 3 minutes to go in the game. Bunch formation. Allen just going to hand it off, coming wide left, and going to be caught, I believe, by Porish. He does dive forward for a couple of more yards. And ball up to the 39. That was a gain of 3 on the play for Allen. Second down and 7. Getting some new guys in on defense. See, Tice Huber's been in. Bryson Pimento has come into the defensive backfield for the Tigers. Wright looks the path, throws short, has the pass complete, and stumbling down to the 25 for a first down is Caden Wanzer. And another first down for Douglas as they're trying to see if they can put one in the end zone here before the end of the game. Ball goes down to the 26-yard line, gain of 12. Inside of 2 minutes to go, again, running clock. A timeout or touchdown is all that stops the clock. And Huron has taken some of their regular, certainly their two-way guys have come off the field. First and 10 from the 26. Roll out for right. He's hit. He throws incomplete. Second down and 10 from the 26, and Douglas going to use a timeout here to stop the clock, but I believe that is their last timeout. Minute 34 to go in the game. Huron on their way to the win, 36-0. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet. Call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back at Tiger Stadium, that Huron Community Campus timeout. Remember, they offer in-person classes, $40 per credit hour. Best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Some more area scores. Woolsey Westington leading Bonham late first half, 24-8. Ipswich was up on Hitchcock Tulare, 28-8 late in the first half. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Second and 10, and the ball on the ground, and did Huron get on top of it? Now a lineman has picked it up for Douglas. I don't think Huron ever got control, and Douglas will keep possession. Somebody, I thought, got on top of it for Huron, but did not get control, and finally it was picked up by Sylvan Kent for Douglas, and he kind of ran sideways with it. Douglas is going to lose about 5 yards on the play. Second down, or third down and 15. They're right back to the line with 1 minute to go in the game. The clock running. They're out of timeouts. Right straight drop back. Here comes the rush. He'll throw deep down the middle of the field. Incomplete. Good rush coming off the left side by Jeremy Hofer. Good coverage in the defensive backfield for Huron. Gunner Harris was in position. And clock rolls with 40 seconds left in the game, and Douglas changing personnel. I wonder if they're going to try a long field goal. Just why not? They have the wind to their back. See what they're, yep, it looks like they're going to try about a 48-yard field goal with their freshman kicker, Jacob Hervella. Now, right, the quarterback is the holder. This will be a 48-yard field goal attempt. It is up. It has some distance, but not enough. Will be just short. Field goal no good, and that should secure the shutout, and that will end the ball game. Final score here on 36, Douglas 0. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is coming up. We'll take this timeout, 2 minutes from here on Community Campus, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at huronregional.org. Because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back here at Tigers Stadium as the Huron Tigers have notched their second win of the season. Took a little while to get going there, but took advantage of some Douglas turnovers, especially in the second half. And I think even the first half we kind of set ourselves up to. And, you know, really, you go back to the second half, Sturgis, 2 weeks ago, the defense has given up basically two touchdowns in the last 2.5 games, and one of those came in overtime. Defense has really been playing well.
Well, they have. They did everything they could. I mean, they give us the ball back in the short field or whatever else. Like Coach Strand talked about earlier, you know, last week they did, the offense didn't take advantage of that. Tonight they did. The defense set it up. They turned it into points is what you got to do.
Well, the boys are all heading to the bell, and there goes the bell. Lowen Langendecker, the first one to give it a ring. Coach Strand up here. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes from here on Community Campus, home of $40 credit hours, and talk to Coach Strand. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Dine in, carry out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Jeff Duffy, Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show continues here from Tiger Stadium. 36-0 shutout win for the Huron Tigers. Head coach Drew Strand joins us. And, Coach, hang our hat on the defense here. You go back to the middle of the third quarter against Sturgis. Since then, the defense has played very well, have given up just two touchdowns in that time, and one of those was the overtime touchdown to Sturgis. We've had a nice turnaround defensively, you know, and they set up our offense tonight.
Yep, I mean, really, that defense does a fantastic job up there when they all do their things, and they really fly around, and they're starting to understand, and those young guys are filling in there. I know as our linebacker spots with those guys, they're really starting to understand and fill in where they're supposed to be. So those guys just got to continue to do that, and we'll be all right.
And, you know, just had a lot of contributions there as well. And the other thing, too, and maybe this went into it a bit, defense wasn't out on the field so much. We had a pretty good time of possession advantage in the first half. Kind of got away from us in the second half with that running clock that contributed to that as well. But again, you know, defense did their job, got themselves off the field and set up the offense. Took a little while for the offense to get going. You know, we still hadn't scored till the last two possessions of the first half. Finally got some things going, and then a couple of interceptions, a fumble recovery, set up the offense to score as well. And, you know, we finally started capitalizing, you know, because those first and goal, those red zone opportunities is something we have had some struggles with this year. Nice to see that get turned around here in the second half.
Yep. I mean, I think that's kind of my kryptonite since I've started here with year three is those red zone plays. And it seems like, you know, we can drive the ball down the field and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, we got to just continue to find ways to score in there and, you know, finish off those first two drives. Would have been awesome for our guys and give our defense, you know, a little momentum, you know, to kind of help those guys out. But our defense, you know, I thought our guys did good, challenge guys with our secondary and making plays and getting some turnovers for us this week or this game. And, you know, offensively, we just got to continue to do. I know we got off to a little shaky start there with our young guys and just had to kind of get them riled up, make some adjustments so they can understand and see it. Then they really kind of turned it on. And, you know, being able to kind of leave seven guys to block in the box and let two guys run deep or kind of run where they want to go is kind of helpful once in a while, too, as well.
And, you know, offensively, one thing we've been concentrating on, too, after the first couple of games, getting the run game established. We easily had our best night running the ball tonight. I think we had about 40 carries total. I had Landon Hulst with 118 yards on 24 carries. Thackeray Hansen had 12 carries for 59 yards, so just under 200 yards rushing. And, again, that just complements the offense. I think we had 160 yards passing and, you know, a lot of short fields, so that kind of skews our offensive numbers a bit.
Yep. I mean, I know the defense did a good job of getting us that short field position. So, you know, yeah, our guys, I mean, getting our run game going super helpful and being able to run the ball took us a little bit to make some adjustments to get it going. But we finally got it going, and it helped out with the passing game stuff, being able to, you know, throw it when we wanted to and just focus more on the run game and get our guys, you know, locked in there for that run stuff. And I thought they did a fantastic job tonight with that.
And our SunGold Sports Player of the Game, we've talked about it about three different times, but we're going to go with the other half of the Troll Patrol tonight. Colby Hofer won it earlier season. Junior Oakley Anderson is our SunGold Sports Player of the Game. We just had to find somebody on defense because the defense has played so well the last 2.5 games. And Oakley, you know, he got his time there, especially in the second half of the season last year, but he was just expected to go in and really take over Holden Haig's role on defense. And, you know, he knows what he's supposed to do. He knows what the other 10 guys are supposed to do there. And especially that game and a half where Colby Hofer was out, a lot was put on that junior's shoulders.
Yep. I mean, he does a fantastic job in there. A lot has been put on his shoulders since Colby, you know, went out and got hurt a little bit. So just continue to make the progress, and he's a good film watcher. He knows what a lot of teams are going to do. You know, he kind of runs it out there, him and Colby, and those guys work very well together and kind of stay in there and, you know, just push to continue to grow. So, you know, he did a fantastic job tonight, and he showed up each week for us and just continues to get up no matter what size of guys he's got coming at him or whatever it may be, but they just continue to go after him, and he just continues to get up and fills and does his role on defense.
So we sit here at 2-4, and a better way to look at it, we've won two of our last three. We go up to Aberdeen, final road game of the regular season. Aberdeen's going to test our endurance. They are by far the largest 11AA school. They don't have a lot of guys going both ways. They can be physical. I think they're up 14-0 on Mitchell at halftime, something like that. Like I said, endurance is going to be the big test there.
Yep. I mean, I know they got a lot of guys that are just playing one way, so we'll have to go in there and just try to find a way to manage that and kind of, you know, just control the ball, whether it's on offense or defense, and kind of work those guys back and forth so that way they can't just sit there and, you know, just continue to run the ball on offense. So we just got to go in there and really it'll test us to see where we want to end the season. And our guys have done a fantastic job of continuing to make progress and get better each week. And, you know, last week we went to Spearfish and I thought we competed for a whole four quarters, you know, even though we came up short. And that's huge for a lot of guys is just, you know, figuring out how to compete, whether it's a win or a loss. You know, that's tough to do out here these days. And tonight, just kind of putting that all together and just compete the whole game, even to whether it's a shutout or just trying to, you know, come back. So, you know, I think our guys are starting to learn it and they're starting to play through those things. So looking forward to next week as well and just see how much progress we can make.
Our boys don't spend a lot of time ringing the bell. It seems like it gets over early. Back 10 years ago, that would go on for 15 minutes.
I think our team might be a little smaller than 10 years ago.
Well, hey, great win, Coach, here. You know, from I've said this every week now here since Yankton, point A to B, B to C, C to D, D to E, D, E to F, if that's where we're at. Every week with this team has shown improvement, and that's all you can ask, especially for a team that was so green, especially on the line. You know, these kids, they've hung with it. They've found ways to get better. They've learned, and you know, this team is just what for where we were at Yankton to where we are tonight, you got to be happy.
Yep. I mean, pregame talk for these guys, you know, it's talking about, you know, we're making that progress, but now we got to find a way to start peaking to our best performance here as the season, you know, rolls in that back half here and, you know, finish strong. And hopefully we can go in and find ways to get into the playoff here. And that's our goal. And then maybe we can peak at the right time and just continue to move forward there and hopefully, you know, make a run or do what these guys can do. You know, I think we got a very good team here, a lot of young guys, but they're very bought in. And, you know, it's exciting to coach these guys that come to practice every day and want to learn and want to be successful.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers shutout win tonight, 36-0. They defeat Douglas. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Wrap up the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Fortby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor clean for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at Tiger Stadium, let's give you the rundown of the scoring. A 36-0 win for the Huron Tigers. And I think the wind has switched directions and got a little stronger here now.
Exactly.
And
the flag's back out a little stiffer
now. Yeah, and it's kind of blowing right at my iPad now. Huron got on the board their last two possessions of the first half. We were scoreless till late in the second quarter. First score of the game, Blake Helwine, a 39-yard touchdown pass from Colton McNeil. Then the snap was short on the extra point. Mason Juergens, the holder, though, scooped it up. Was able to go over on the right side and get the two-point conversion, 8-0. Then 20 seconds left in the first half. Thackeray Hansen scores on a 2-yard run, and the Tigers kick the extra point up 15-0. Then the Tigers really got going and really set up by the defense. A couple of interceptions and a fumble recovery gave Huron some great field position. Blake Helwine scored his second touchdown, a 26-yard pass from McNeil. Then Cooper Bischoff, a pair of touchdown passes, 18, then 15 yards. And Michael Larson, good on the extra points. And that put us up to 36-0 early fourth quarter. Then after that, the game just went quick with the running clock. And Huron just had the ball, I think, one more time and fumbled it away. But Huron pitches the shutout here tonight, 36-0. Douglas had 103 yards on the ground, 45 through the air. Peyton Sandel had 11 carries for 65 yards. Cale Allen, 3 carries for 19 yards. Connor Wright had 6 carries for 9 yards. Kaysen Tibbetts, 4 carries for 3 yards. And Caden Wanzer had 1 carry for 7 yards. One other guy, and I didn't write down his name, 1 carry for minus 5. Throwing the ball in the game, Connor Wright was 7 of 16 for 45 yards and threw 2 interceptions, 1 to Mason Juergens, 1 to Riley Winiger. 8 first downs in the game for Douglas. For Huron, 195 yards on the ground, 168 through the air. Landon Hulse, 24 carries, 118 yards. Thackeray Hansen, 12 carries, 59 yards and a touchdown. Colt McNeil had 3 carries for 13 yards. Logan Leyendecker, 2 carries for 5 yards. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil was 11 of 20 for 168 yards and 4 touchdown passes, 2 to Blake Elwine and 2 to Cooper Bischoff. 15 first downs in the game for the Huron Tigers. I didn't get my time of possession figured out in the second half. Huron, though, had a pretty good, about a 4 or 5 minute time of possession advantage in the first half. I think Douglas had an advantage in the second half, but mainly on that last drive with the running clock, they ran off about the last half of the fourth quarter. Defensively for the Douglas Patriots, again, Kaysen Tibbetts, if I was giving a player of the game to Douglas, it'd be him. 12 tackles, 1 assist, 1 sack, first half especially. He was just in the middle of everything. Brody Slinkakis had 6 tackles. Joshua Smith, 6 tackles. Sylvan Kent had 5 tackles, 2 assists. I thought Kent had a nice game on the line as well. Here on Tigers defensively, Oakley Anderson, 6 tackles, 2 assists. That's actually one of his lower tackle totals this year, but again, with the time of possession, Huron's defense wasn't on the field as much, but 6 tackles, 2 assists. Oakley is the Sun Gold Sports player of the game. Anderson Porish with 6 tackles. Bubba Peterson, 6 tackles and assists. Nolan Staley, 3 tackles, 3 assists. Rayshon Whiff had 3 tackles and assists and also a sack. Cooper Bischoff, a nice game, 1 tackle, 3 assists. Mason Juergens, 3 tackles. Again, Juergens and Winiger each had interceptions for the Tigers tonight. So, Coach, a long ways from State Fair Friday when we went down to Yankton. We've seen improvement, but we go up a notch again next week with Aberdeen just because they have fresh bodies. They're going to be bigger than us. That's going to be a stiff test up in the Hub City. But again, the boys have shown improvement. Let's see if we can move that improvement now up north next week.
Well, I think we can. You know, these guys, like you said, every week they've got better. And that comes with some mental toughness. They know where they're supposed to be. They know their roles. They're playing together. They know what their guy to their left or the right guy can do. They can rely on each other. I think we're ready to play somebody like that Aberdeen team up there. It's going to be tough. It's going to be at home, of course. But I think these guys are ready. They're getting taste of what it can do when you work together. The defense fed the offense tonight, and the offense took advantage of that. We always talk about opportunities. These guys cashed in tonight. That's huge. That works for the psyche and all that good stuff. So I think we're ready to go up there and do a really good game with them guys.
So here on Tigers win it, the final 36-0. Oakley Anderson is the Sun Gold Sports player of the game. I'm trying to get my scoreboard update to work, and nothing's working right now. We did have some interesting scores in AA. Of course, everybody is still playing. Midway through the third quarter, Aberdeen's now up on Mitchell, 21-0. Still a halftime score. That was a while ago. O'Gorman 21, Pierce 7. Early second half, Yankton 21, Sturgis 0. And midway through the third quarter, Spearfish 7, Watertown 6. Midway through the third quarter, Brookings 16, T Area 6. In Class 9B, Ipswich leading Hitchcock Tulare 28-8. And that was an old score. Wolsey Wessington playing a Bonham tonight. Well, first off, there's one. Arlington leads Iroquois Lake Preston midway through the third quarter, 28-12. There's Ipswich, still 28-8, and on Hitchcock Tulare. That's because I'm still in the wrong class. Wolsey Wessington, early second half, 24-14. They lead Wolsey Wessington and are game over on KOKK halftime. Woonsocket at Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central, 33. Miller Highmore Herald, 7. Hey, Cork, it's just past 8:30. We get to wrap it up and go home. This is pretty sweet. This is 3 hours earlier than 2 weeks ago.
Well, we had a marathon deal last time. Everything, but yeah, this is nice. We should, yeah, maybe they should start later in the season, move the start time back to 6 o'clock.
I'm digging this. So.
Yeah, that's nice.
Tigers off for the weekend. We'll be back with volleyball Tuesday at home with Pierre, and then next Friday on the road to Aberdeen with the Golden Eagles football. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start both Tuesday and Friday here on Dakota Sports. Again, our final Here on 36, Douglas Zero, this has been a presentation.